Welcome to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll cover the topics that you want to talk about, from hobbies to relationships to peer pressure. It's all about living life as a Supergirl, right here on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, here are your hosts.
Oh, say, can you see?
Oh. And welcome to the radio show, Supergirl's Guide. Yeah. Woohoo.
So.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
We like to sing.
So anyways, how are you, Rinsley?
I'm good.
That's good.
My voice is almost gone, but I'm good.
You know, that's all right.
I'd like to apologize for that in advance.
It's all right. It happens. So, last week, what was the power word that you chose for me?
Last week, I chose for you playful. How were you playful this week?
This week, I was playful by, I was just like fun and fun loving and just...
Chilling.
Fun. Yeah. You know.
That's awesome.
So, I chose loyal for you last week. How are you loyal?
Well, I was loyal by not gossiping at all last week, trying really, really hard to be just good at not, you know, speaking rudely about other people.
Yeah.
And last week, you chose for yourself loyal.
Yeah.
We're
just good at this.
So how are you loyal?
I was loyal by sticking by my friends and family, even through like the hardest times. And yeah.
That's awesome.
So this week, the word that I chose for you is forgiving. How can you be forgiving this week?
This week, I can be forgiving just by if somebody does something to me that maybe makes me sad or angry, I can just let it go and just be kind to them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And this week, I chose for you smart. How can you be smart this week?
I think I can be smart this week by, you know, like, it doesn't have to be, like, book smart. But, you know, like, I guess smart. I could try that, too. But, you know, I think maybe just picking the right people to hang out with and making the right choices and being smart in that kind of way.
That's awesome. This week, yeah. So this week I chose for myself graceful, and this is like a difficult one because like they don't really give you like a textbook like answer for what exactly this word means.
What is graceful?
Yeah, you know, like so, but I took it to mean as in just being polite and poised and just, you know, acting like a lady.
Yeah.
That one would be hard, but I will try.
The word that I chose for myself this week is appreciative. And I think I can be appreciative this week by just thinking about all the things I have instead of what I want or what I think I need.
Yeah.
Just what I have in general, not like things that I may say, oh, I want this so badly or I want to do this so badly. I'm just going to focus on the things that I have done and the things that I do have.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I missed you last week.
I missed you too.
And I want to talk about how Country Idol went for you.
Country Idol was seriously so fun. Oh my gosh. It was like, it was an outdoor thing. So
yeah,
there was
I saw like the pictures
rides
and
games.
And guess
like
what place Callie got?
I got fifth. And
that's like fantastic.
Yeah, because I made it to the finals with my Hayden Panettiere song. And then at the finals, I sang Anyway by Martina McBride. And I had face painting, so I got my face painted. It was fun. Yeah.
It's awesome.
They're little stars.
So okay. I watched your video. I stalked you. So she did really good.
Thank you. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was fun. So this week, our topic is Let's Be Patriotic, Supergirls. So what have you done to show that you're patriotic?
Well, my school is very, 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 very patriotic. And we just study, like, the Declaration of Independence a lot. And just by knowing, like, your rights and stuff like that. And so I just try to follow the laws and not break it.
I try to follow laws.
I don't break the law all the time.
Well, that's good.
Most of the time, I try not to break
Rinsley.
The law.
That's
no,
good.
I never break the law.
Okay.
Please don't hurt me.
No.
But yeah, so I was just patriotic by following the rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, and respecting those in authority that have maybe gone to war or, you know, and always doing the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning.
Yeah, that's good.
Just like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, same for me. And like a recent thing that I like that my history teacher did is like my history teacher, she had us all write letters to the soldiers.
That's awesome.
And like for like the holiday season, because you know they'll probably always want to be with their family even though they can't be. So like we made like nice little cards, and she put them all up on her whiteboard with magnets. And may I say, okay, I saw like a bunch of red, white, and blue, and mine was like pink and it had like flowers on it, and I wrote a pretty little letter in pink on the front. I mean, I drew a flag and stuff, but everyone's like, who has a pink card? Let me guess. No,
I'm
Callie.
Pretty sure they weren't even like saying who. They're just like, oh, that one's Callie.
Yeah, so there was like this big pink spot in the middle of like all this red. I'm like, oops.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. It was like really fun to do.
It's not like it was an instruction. You know, you're just being unique.
I'm like, oh, okay, because seriously, like, they're like, what if that goes to a guy? I'm like,
then he will love it with all his heart, you know?
You know?
Just be oh, like, well. Callie gave this to me. And it says
my name on
it. And it's my favorite color.
Yeah, it is. But anyways, yeah, that was really fun to do. And I think that was, like, a really good idea.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. You know, they're all out there helping for our freedom. And, you know, I think they deserve a little bit of thanks.
Yeah, they deserve just a little bit. Yeah. No, they deserve a lot of thanks.
So, again, you're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And let's continue our conversation.
So what have you, like, what's your, sorry, why is it important to be aware of our rights?
It's really important because, you know, it kind of tells you that you can be you and you can make your own decisions for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important because it's saying that, like, if you want to, we're learning this in history right now. So my history teacher would be so proud of me right now for talking about this. Okay. But they were talking about how Americans, they were originally from England, and they came over here because they wanted to be free and they wanted to express themselves through like religion and what they can say. Because like before, they couldn't pick their own religion, and they also couldn't like say whatever they wanted to say. Yeah. They had to just like follow what the king said. And I think it's really cool that here in America, we can elect our own president. So we all, like, make the same decision. And I think it's also really cool that, like, even if, like, some of us don't agree with the president, like some of us might and some of us might not, that we can know that it's not just, like, the president that's making all the decisions. So we also have, like, the Senate and
yeah,
the House.
Yeah, it's our decision,
so
too.
It's pretty much all of our decision, and I like that, definitely.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think it's important to be aware of our rights because, like, it's just so important because let's just say that maybe you got pulled over for, like, something that you did wrong. And I don't know. Just, like, if you know your rights, then you'll be able to say, well, look, I didn't do this wrong, you know? Like, you know what I mean? And also, it's, like, rights are something that hopefully nobody can take away from you ever. And I think it's really important that we have our rights because if we don't, then we're going to become a communist country that just, like, you know, it's kind of sad because it just, you can see, like, all the countries that did go communist, just how sad it is. Like, Cuba, for example, it's just third world country now because of the communism. It just really just took a toll on the country. And so I think it's really important that we just know our rights so that we can fight back in the
definitely.
Time comes.
So, what occurrence in history has made, like, the most differences in your life?
Well, that's a really awesome... I'm trying to think about, like, different things. Probably when... Which president was it? I think... Well, I know the president, I just, for some reason, I can't remember his name. But the guy that let, like, everybody come, like, from Cuba to come to America, because I'm from Cuba.
I don't know this either, so it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know his name. But, when Castro took over Cuba, he opened, like, some kind of thing where Cubans could come to America. And so my grandma was actually one of those Cubans that was able to come to America. I wouldn't be here if
that's so cool.
He didn't do that. So I think that was really awesome, and I'm just so upset that I can't remember his name.
Okay, we'll look it up.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
I'll look it up later. Too, and then I'll just text, "Hey, Rinsley, yeah. his name was," and then whatever. It
yeah,
is.
It'll be good, you know. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Just. Yeah. Anyways, just yeah, I think that's like a really good thing because, you know, mm-hmm. that's kind of like your background and yeah. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that mm-hmm. occurrence. So, yeah. So let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And you're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll be right back.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune in to Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
Listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Supergirl's Guide, the radio show. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And let's keep talking about being patriotic.
Yeah.
So today we have a guest, and she's actually my aunt. Her name's Alicia Phelps. So how are
Hello.
You?
I'm good.
That's awesome. So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have done a lot of things over my life. I've grown up doing performing. I come from a big family. Been in Arizona my whole life.
And that's awesome.
Love it here. I am married. Have two kids and one on the way. Coming Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. That's so awesome. Okay.
And I've been a teacher, and I've directed a few summer camps.
That's so awesome. So tell us a little bit about your patriotic background.
It probably started as a young kid. My family is very passionate about politics and history, and from the time I was little, I remember my grandma just talking about our founding fathers and the Constitution.
Yeah.
It continued. I just wanted to keep learning more and more, and especially actually after I graduated and I was able to focus on more things that I'm passionate about, I was able to do a lot more. And I started 3 years ago a patriotic performance camp for kids in my community.
Awesome.
And so for 2 weeks they come to my house and they just practice and learn a whole show of a bunch of different songs that talks about the history of our country and the main principles that you find in the preamble of the Constitution. And then we take it to a retirement community that's close by, and they all make a gift, and we recognize the veterans in the audience.
So
and
cute.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. They do such a good job, and I love it. It's awesome. Kind of combines all of my passions, you know, history and America and teaching and performing.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome. It's like an all-in-one.
Yeah, I know. I was so excited when I finally was able to start doing that because I really love
that's
it.
Like awesome.
Yeah, I want to do that now. I'm excited.
We might be a little old, but we could definitely do it.
Okay, actually, I had an 18-year-old last time, so.
Oh, well, okay. Then we could do it.
Yeah.
Well, who was your favorite president?
My favorite president, I'd have to say Reagan.
That's who it was. I think.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know.
He did such an amazing job at getting the country back on track. There was so much overspending, and they were trying to implement all these extra programs. And it's like great that we want to help people, but if we don't have the money to help them, mm-hmm. and like we're going broke ourselves, then we're only going to be able to help them for
totally
so long.
I agree. We could use a Reagan right now. I'm not going to go into that. So, Why do you think it's important to be aware of our rights?
Oh, it's really important. I mean, our rights are everything that help us to be happy. I love that, like in the Declaration of Independence, they talk about our unalienable rights, and those are our God-given rights that just everyone is born with them. It doesn't matter if you're man, woman, what race you are, just everyone is born with rights to live and make their own choices. And it's just natural. And as a country, we're able to, you know, set up other rules and laws that help us keep the peace. And we're able to kind of delegate certain things. And that's good, too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what right that you were given as an American do you find, like, most important to you?
It'd be hard to choose one, but I think kind of like what you were saying before, the pilgrims that came over, their religious freedom was a great, one of the biggest reasons why they came. And that would have a huge impact on my life and I think the whole nation, because I know several of the founders talked about how if we don't have a moral society of people that are trying to do good things, and it'll take a toll on the society and we'll only be able to last for so long.
Yeah.
So I'd say definitely our First Amendment, which is the freedom of religion and being able to choose and worship God in whatever way you want to, and allowing everyone else the same right. And yeah,
that's really awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
I totally agree. So how are you a Supergirl?
A Supergirl, well, I try to take every opportunity I can to educate myself and help educate those around us so that we can preserve those rights and honor those who have fought for our rights, and
that's awesome.
Make sure that I'm an informed citizen so that I know how to vote when election time comes around this in November. So
awesome.
Totally.
So so again, you're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And let's continue our conversation. So what is your power word?
So power words are like different words that we use to describe ourselves. So what word do you think describes you the best?
I was thinking thinking passionate. I don't see that on this list, but
it's okay to make up ones.
No.
I think it's good to be passionate, and
me too. Yeah, I definitely agree.
Just find things that you're drawn to find your mission in life and go for it, and
totally
definitely
agree.
Yeah.
So, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Veterans Day is the day to recognize everyone that has fought for and sacrificed for our country in all the branches of the military. And we try to find ways with me and my kids to, you know, make a little something or make a card and take it to some neighbors that we know. We have a lot of neighbors that have been in different branches of the military, and
that's really awesome.
My kids are actually very patriotic. They're only 3 and
oh my gosh, it was so
and
cute.
5 and
I remember Tanner was saying, what was he saying? He was like, I asked him what he did like the other day, and he said, I saw Sarah Palin and she helps us like fight for our rights and
our freedom,
our freedom or whatever. I thought that was so cute. I was like, you've been taught well.
That is so cute. I love
adorable.
When little kids,
especially he's like the cutest little voice. So it's like, I helped fight for our rights. He's like the cutest little squeaky voice. It's adorable.
Okay, that's voice. Probably one of the, like,
the most adorable
best things I've heard in my life. Okay. That is so cute.
They also like dressed up for Halloween one year. They wore George Washington and the Statue of Liberty.
Okay, really so cute. Of cuteness. All right. Well, I'm going to make my brother dress up as the Statue of Liberty next year. All right.
You'll be George Washington?
Yeah, I'll be George Washington. Thank you. Okay. I think that is so cute.
It's really cute.
Okay. So why are women's rights important to you?
Well, I think rights in general are important. I mean, everyone, like I was saying before, they're unalienable rights, so it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Everyone has the same rights. I think there's kind of a misconception in the world that men and women are different in some way, but really they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so yeah. I think that it's important to preserve and defend the rights of everyone.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So. Totally agree.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. So how do you show your patriotism?
See, I'm not sure what else I can say, but definitely the summer program that I did was a great way and helping, and I try to stay involved in the community and church and family. And
yeah, definitely.
And staying awesome. Informed.
You know, like, it's really important. It's even like the little things, like maybe helping out a neighbor or like someone at your church or someone at like your kid's school or just anyone, because that shows that you're a citizen.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
You know, helping each other out is just one of the main things that's very important. So, yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much for your time, and you were an awesome guest, and it was really nice meeting you.
So, thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely.
You're awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
So let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Lindsay.
And you're listening to Super Bowl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network.
We'll be right back.
Yep.
Have we got a show that will keep you on the pulse of the fashion world? Our hosts are two teens who know fashion, and they have the inside look when it comes to fashion for our generation. Tune in to Fashion Forward on Voice America Kids. We'll discuss what's hot and what's not, the latest in fashion trends, things to look for on the horizon, and more. Fashion Forward is your weekly guide to what to wear today, tonight, this weekend, and this season. Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for Fashion Forward on the Voice America Kids channel. When you're 12 years old, it seems as if nobody understands what you go through. You're not quite a teenager yet, but you're definitely not a little kid anymore. Tune in to Life at 12 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through 12 and on to 13 and beyond. It's a tough point in your life right now. Get the advice you need on Life at 12, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Bookworm is a show for the reader.
and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
What does it mean to be a Supergirl? It's all about acceptance, respect, healthy relationships, and how to deal with peer pressure. It's all about real life issues that girls face every day. Join your hosts as they talk about hobbies, friendships, dealing with bullies, and living life as a Supergirl. Be sure to tune in every week for Supergirl Guide, the radio show, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. With some support and knowing that you're not alone, it makes all the difference in the world. You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. On Voice America Kids, we're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie.
I'm Lindley.
And let's continue our conversation on being patriotic.
Let's be patriotic.
Supergirls. Okay. So, these are questions from the Severson Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect. You can purchase the Severson Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect at www.seversonsisters.org.
Boom.
Okay.
I did do that last week. It was really scary.
I know, it's scary. It's terrifying.
I was like, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're good.
It's a lot of like, yeah.
Now I know how you feel.
Yeah. Anyways, the first question from the Severson Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect is, what are three goals of yours?
Well, that's an awesome question. And... one goal would be play Madison Square Garden and sell it out, walk the red carpet, and raise a successful family.
Oh, Rinzi. She's like, okay, here's what I want, and I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
All right. That's okay.
Just it. You, what's yours?
Okay. So one of my goals is I want to be a professional singer and, yeah, just sing because it's what I love to do. And my second one is I want to write all my own music. Like, I don't want to go to like maybe a recording company and maybe they like my voice a lot, they like me, and they say, okay, here's your first song to sing. I don't want that. I like writing my own music because it shows other people how I feel and what I'm going through. And I want to, I don't ever want to like be given a song that someone else writes for me. I always want to be singing my own song or maybe a cover like of someone else, because like, I don't know, I just like writing my own music.
But like, what if all of a sudden your career just takes off and you don't have enough time to like write the songs?
Well, I like co-writing too, like with a bunch of people. I just really like writing my own music.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Awesome. Co-writing's really fun too, like especially with like a bunch of my friends, and I have like so many people that do Chicks with Picks with me, and a bunch of people are going to start co-writing with me, and it's going to be awesome. Totally fun. Yeah. And then my third one, I would say I think I want to be on Broadway. Like, at least just one show.
Everybody always tells me, Rinsley, you should be on Broadway. I'm like, that's like, not what I want.
I mean, I really, I think it'd be so fun maybe just to do one show. Like, maybe even I just like one show, Broadway one as night. A career. Like, my career choice that I really want to do, I really want to sing and write my own music. But I think it'd just be fun. Maybe even as an extra, just like step on that stage. I'm on Broadway, everyone. Hi.
No, yeah. Seriously.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a show on Broadway?
No, but I'm going this summer.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going
to
New York and DC this summer, and we're not sure what we're going to see, but I'm going to see
I recommend
my first
Wicked.
Broadway
show. I saw
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
Wicked,
let's go
and
see Wicked.
Were really, really
and
good.
Everyone's like,
on
what
Broadway.
Is
I saw
that?
Both of them.
I'm like, well,
if
we'll
you
find
don't know
out.
What that is, then
you'll
you need
find
to
out.
Figure it out.
You'll find out.
Yeah, you know, it's
But
awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm going with my history teacher and a bunch of other people.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
That's my so history fun. Teacher is really fun. But anyways, the next question from the workbook is, what is your theme song?
Well. I have many songs. But my favorite theme song is Batman, because, you know. Yeah, that's my theme song.
Okay. I would say the song that like describes me a lot. I have quite a few, but, like, yeah. You know, the song that describes kind of like me a lot. I don't know if the listeners know this, but I'm obsessed with the show Glee. Thank you. Okay. And they all the cast wrote I don't really know the pack. Like the backstory of it, song, but it's called "Loser Like Me," and it's just saying about how people pick on them for having a dream, and they pick on them for singing and dancing and doing what they love, and it's just saying that one day that they're gonna do well in music, and all those people will feel bad about what they said to them, and they won't. And I just really love that song so much.
Sounds like an awesome song.
Yes, it is so good. It. Yeah, it's called "Loser Like Me." Everyone listen to it because it's flawless. It's a good song. Thank you. Okay. So my next question is, if you could invite one person to dinner, who would it be and why?
That is such a hard question.
How about we have like 10 people at a dinner table?
Okay, let's make a guest list right now.
All right, guest
list. Of 10 people that we could invite.
10, okay. Let me put number one on my list. Taylor Swift. Of course. Okay, we're good with that.
Okay, then we need to put Jennifer Lawrence on that list.
Okay, yes, okay.
Then we need to put my mom. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, they'll all be
there. That'd be great, but
our family are already there, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Not counting them. Okay. This is so fun, all right.
Then Alicia Keys.
What about you? Alicia Keys, yeah.
Go.
This is hard. Ooh. Can I put 5 in right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
And then be done? All of One Direction. So then 4 or 5. All right, we have 2 more left and Rins gets to choose them.
Okay. Lea Michele.
Okay.
And Corey Monteith, if he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Oh my gosh, that was so sad. You know, like, oh my gosh, I love Glee so much.
But and if he's dead, I'll just ask his presence to be here, and then I'll have someone else sit in his seat.
Presence, come here. You know,
let's see.
Lea Michele, definitely.
Yeah,
because I think she's, like, one of the strongest people, she's like, I've so heard of right good, now, yeah. Because, you know.
And her voice is
she's amazing. Flawless. She's a wonderful person too. Like, she's just kind and sweethearted, and it's just sad that, like, such a tragedy happened to her.
Yeah.
Okay, don't get me to cry. All right, let's keep going.
Let's see. Probably Jaden Smith, because that was kind of cute, if you know what I'm saying.
All right. So there's our thing. And, you know, my number one was Taylor, because, you know, she just inspires me. Because, you know, like, her story about how she was bullied, too. And, like, she sang the national anthem for the 79ers. And she was in her cute little red, white, and blue sweater. Star sweater and jeans, and then she was on the newspaper, and the next day she came back to school, and a bunch of people said, "Hey Taylor, saw you on the newspaper." Yeah, but anyways, they just like bullied her for having I saw this somewhere. I think like maybe, I don't know where I saw this, but it said they bullied me for having a dream and now I'm selling out stadiums, and I just thought that was awesome. Yeah, and really I just cool. think she's inspiring, and yes. That's really I like Taylor awesome. Swift, everyone. Okay.
No, they didn't know that at all. They just,
nope.
No, just, that's not obvious.
I never talk about her, so, you know, okay.
No, yeah. So, I think Lea Michele or Jennifer Lawrence, those two are such a close tie in my book. So,
hard. So hard.
Yeah, and Alicia Keys, they're just like,
yeah, they're all like,
they're tied. So,
what is hair?
They're all awesome.
Yeah. So, what are 3 ways you're special?
I'm special because
I'm
my name's Ed. No. Well, there's so many things that I could say.
Because
I'm just that great. No. I'm special because I'm unique and I'm not afraid to be myself and I'm crazy and I love to sing. So, well, that's kind of everybody really loves to sing. Isn't that true? Like,
I mean, like,
the most common talent is singing, right?
Well, like,
but only a few people can have the stage presence.
Like, I go up to a bunch of my friends. I'm like, "Do you sing?" "Yeah, I'm pretty good. My shower head thinks I'm amazing." I'm like, yeah, okay. So, like, oh my gosh, I seriously go over to so many sleepovers and people are taking showers, and all I hear is, singing in the shower. So I think that's one of my talents. Like. Just saying. I sing in the shower.
I'm very good at singing in the shower.
Who isn't? Wonderful acoustics.
That's a good songwriting space.
In the shower. Just bring in like window markers and write on the side of the shower.
That's actually a really good idea.
I should do that. All right.
Yeah.
But anyways, three ways I'm special is number one, I'm like not afraid to be myself. Like, I know like a bunch of my friends will say like, oh, I can't do that. That's embarrassing. Or, ooh, I like to, but like people will look at me weird. And you know, I'm like kind of not like that. If there's something I want to do, like not anything like breaking the law, Rinsley.
Oh, but, yeah. I don't know, break like, if the there's law. Something,
I'm
about?
Kidding. but if there is something I want to do, like that would like show off my creativity or who I am or something that would be really fun, even though some people might think it's like considered weird, you know, I'll do it because if that's who I am, I'm going to do it. And definitely I just, that's one way I'm special.
So I have a question. What happens when you pick on someone? How does it make you feel?
You know, I don't think many people can say they've never picked on anyone ever in their life because, you know, like, it's not like everyone means to do it. Like, they don't mean to go around, like, saying, you're ugly, I don't like your shoes, you're fat. Like, that's just rude. Like, I don't think anyone means to say that. It's just, like, sometimes we try to make a joke or something. Definitely. Or sometimes we don't even notice we're doing it and we'll say something mean. And, you know, when I pick on someone, like, I've done it, like, I do it a lot to my friends because I like think they don't
it's a joke.
Like understand they I think they think it's just a joke, but I've realized that like it's not a joke to the person who it's being told to because it's happened to me before and I feel really really bad, and luckily I haven't lost any friends over it because I've like
you
apologized
fixed the problem
I realized what I did was wrong and I fixed it, but you know there's like a bunch of people that I know that have made a mistake with like one of my friends or me, and I've just like kind of faded away from them, or my friends have because they didn't ever like realize what they did was wrong. And you know, it's just honestly like really good to like tell people, hey, that wasn't really nice, because then they'll realize that it wasn't really nice and they can correct it and they cannot do it to any more people and hurt any other people.
I remember in fifth grade I was kind of mean to this boy and it made him feel so bad, so I apologized for it and I felt so terrible. So don't pick on anybody. If you have a good conscience, then you'll feel really bad about it later. Like if you don't have the chance, like if you never see them again and you don't have the chance, that'll stay with you forever.
I know,
I'm just saying. But no, luckily I had the opportunity to. But
so let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley,
and you're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at Voice America TRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
Is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show.
on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to Supergirl's Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And let's continue our topic about Let's Be Patriotic, Supergirl.
Yes. So these are questions we got from friends and girls around the valley. So yeah. What was one of your questions?
What are two things... Wait, that's yours. Oopsies. Okay. What do you do when you're sad because of a bullying incident?
You know, I'm really sensitive when people like pick on me for something.
Yeah.
And when I'm sad, usually, a lot of times it's like in the middle of the school day and you're like, I can't go home and cry into my pillow. So what are we going to do?
Like, do you ever have that time where you just like, if I could cry right now, then I wouldn't have to worry about it anymore, but you can't. Yeah. And then you worry about it later.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Like at school, you know, I usually just go and tell one of my close friends, and she'll be like, oh, it's okay, hug, cry it out. But, you know, sometimes it's honestly my friends that kind of say mean things once in a while. Because, you know, like, even like I said earlier, we all do it, like, and we don't intentionally mean it. You know, sometimes you've just got to try and think about other things. Because, like, especially when you're at school, it's like, holy goodness, what do I do? And you're like, because you can't, like... listen to sad songs on repeat or anything while you're at school. So it's like if something happens at home, like
you
over
and
text
mom get in a fight or
like,
something like that.
Yeah, well, my mom, when we get in a fight, it's not like bullying. I mean, like, she doesn't say, you're ugly.
My mom does that. No,
my mom calls me ugly.
My mom calls me ugly. Well, one time she did. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't.
It's like, no, my mom's really bullying because we're just like, you know, we get over that pretty soon. We'll usually sometimes one of us messes up on a word when we're yelling at each other and then we'll just start laughing and it'll be over.
Yeah.
Because the other night I'm like, oh, that's totally not fear. She's like, fear? Fair. And we just start laughing. Okay. Anyways, okay. But, you know, at school, I just think about like other things, like try to focus on like something you're going to do later that day with a friend or maybe, I don't know, lunch, because I like thinking about lunch. I don't know about you when I'm at school, because, I'm like never hungry in the morning, so I'll only eat like a fair amount of food, and then by the middle of the day, I'm like, bring me food.
Yeah. Seriously.
But luckily, in third period, we're allowed to eat anyways. Yeah, I know, I eat in the morning, I'm just like, I can't eat everything, because I'm not even hungry. It's too early to eat. And then at school, I'm like, I really should eat.
I'm hungry.
Yeah,
okay. My stomach
that's
has
a good
like
thing
this
to think
tendency
about.
Of growling.
Yeah, it growls, and it's like, what's that?
So loud, like it's like literally the loudest growler you'll ever hear. It's like right.
That's
it's like oh,
it happens.
And then my friend will be like, "What was that?" And I'm like,
"I don't know.
It's that guy over there." Yeah,
oh but. My gosh. Yeah. Yeah,
that's totally off topic.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. That was interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just try to think about other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, totally question agree. That I got is, what are two things extremely important to you?
My food.
Yeah.
And
like
my
you.
Bed. That's it. That's all.
Because, you know.
Oh, and maybe a stage. Like, the one most important thing to me is a stage and my mom. But then other than those two things, it's my room and my bed.
Yeah, you definitely. Know,
yeah.
I would say my top two things are, number one, my family.
Because,
you know, like, even when I'm fighting with my friends, I'll always have my family there, like my little brother and my mommy. I don't know why I just call her my mommy.
So
I haven't done that in like a year.
I call my mom mommy. I'm like, mommy.
I do when I'm like, mommy,
bring me food.
Okay.
Poor mommy.
Yeah. Poor mommy. She always brings me food. That's it. But... number one, my family, and then number two, music, because, you know, it's what I love to do. I love listening to music. Anything that has to do with music, I just love, and I'm just really passionate about it.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, I already asked you.
You did.
Yeah,
I'll
I did.
Ask you something.
I did. I totally
what
did.
Is the happiest thing that has happened to you this year?
This year? Ooh.
This year.
You know, like, a bunch of things make me happy, like... especially like little things, like I don't know, seeing like a
lollipops.
Little puppy or something. But you know, I think one of the happiest things this year, I don't know, because like, you know, I've had so many happy things. I think of all the happy things I did. Well, when I first moved to the school, I met a lot of friends, so I really liked that a lot. I really liked Country Idol. And that's I really awesome. Liked that the Taylor so Swift concert. Fun. Thank you.
You did.
Well, I don't know how I can call that happy because I was crying the entire time. We're on air. Okay. But anyways, yeah, that was amazing.
Why
okay.
were you crying?
Because so I loved her so much. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exciting. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Everyone around me was like, yeah, Taylor. I'm like, yeah. So that, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I have a lot of things. That's what funny. About you?
Well, that's a good question. Probably the best thing that has happened to me this year would be finding out that I get to go to China.
That's yeah, amazing. I know. That I'm sounds so, so exciting.
Yes. I'm oh pretty gosh. Sure my band is just as excited as I am.
Well, you're going to have especially, to send me pictures.
It's even better than just going to China. It's going to China without paying a penny. That's yeah. amazing.
It's not going to China. It's going to China without paying. Money. Yeah. I think that's yeah. so cool.
I'm so excited. I'm going to eat lots of sushi. Like,
yeah,
sushi.
You are.
We're going to go to Japan, too.
You have to send me like 10,000 pictures. Oh my gosh, I'm getting so excited for you. Excited. I'm not even going, and I'm like,
okay. Yeah, you know what? If I could take you, I would.
Okay, I just want pictures.
You just want pictures?
Yeah, I'll send just you pictures of like big buildings that go like
big buildings yeah. that like look like they're gonna fall on you.
Yeah,
that's my only problem with New York is like looking up and not seeing anything but buildings.
I know, I'm excited
and feeling
for that,
like I'm
though.
Gonna die because it's just gonna go woo.
I know, I'm just excited for that though. I've never been there.
It's
oh,
really
I'm
exciting.
So excited.
It's so fun. Okay.
So another question I have is, what is something you're good at?
Ooh. Well, I'm good at a lot of things, you guys. So it's hard to name just one. Actually, I'm only good at singing. And I like all my friends are like theater geeks. I actually
welcome to my life.
Yeah, seriously. So, but I'm not really a theater geek. I'm more like when I started modeling and stuff, it was more TV, like acting and stuff that I like doing. I'm not like a big theater geek, but I do love to act on TV mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So TV, commercial acting, and singing yeah. are two things that I'm good at. I'm still good at skating because I tried yeah. it and I'm still good at it, so that's good.
That's like a good hobby, like
it really is.
It's to fun. Like go to the skate rink with like a new friend you meet or like a boyfriend, and then you'll just boyfriend. Be like randomly skating, then all of a sudden you do like a triple turn
and they're like, what did that come from?
That okay,
yeah, seriously.
I would just like to see that on video camera, seriously.
Like,
just what? I want to hide a video camera and just see you skating with a friend and all of a sudden triple turn. What? Yeah. Okay.
Seriously.
You need to do that one day for me, okay?
I will. I'll have people videotape it.
You know, other than, like, I really like music, and I think I'm pretty good about it. I feel so conceited. Okay.
Callie's and, really good
okay.
at
I like theater and music and stuff, but, like, other than, like, what I am dude. Passionate about, something that I'm, like, good at is, like, I'm really good at figuring out people. Like,
I'm really good at making people annoyed.
You don't make me annoyed, you make me well, entertained.
That's good.
But you know, like I'm good at figuring out people. Like if like this year was especially good since mm-hmm. I moved to this new school, and like I can just like tell by how people like kind of act towards me, like at the first impression, like how they are. Like I give them chances, like of course, like people make mistakes. Yeah. Like someone might come up to you and say, "Hi, I like tacos," but really they could be like normal. I don't know. I don't think anyone that does that can be like any like normal, but
well, I don't know.
I do that. Okay, but you know, like I'm just good at figuring out if like I can trust people like yeah, right away. So
I know what you mean.
I like
definitely.
That. So what's the question you have?
Do you like any sports?
I watch sports. I don't do sports.
I don't watch sports. I do
sports. I don't do sports. Thank you.
So
I mean,
you can take care of the watching portion, and yeah. I'll take care of the doing portion.
Like, I like watching, like, Friends. Like, I don't watch, like, football on TV.
Yeah, I hate that.
Like, I like watching the volleyball games at my school, because, like,
to be
I know
honest,
a bunch of them.
I couldn't sit through those to die.
And
just,
you, like,
I have trouble.
I just, like,
I do.
I know, like, how to play volleyball, so it's, like, interesting, and I like watching, like, baseball.
Well, that
softball,
makes sense.
So.
I know how to play.
Yeah.
I just find it way more entertaining to actually
it's
be doing it.
It's just too much work.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So we're going to do promise cards now. What is your promise?
My promise, I promise to just try to help out as much as I can around like the house and around the community and just do mm-hmm. my part. What about you?
This week, I promise to write down 10 things I'm grateful for because, you know, my power word is also appreciative. And, you know, I think I need to think about like things that I appreciate and things I have. And I just really need to think about that week.
Yeah,
this week.
Awesome.
So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. My name is Callie.
I'm obviously Rinsley.
Obviously. So this show is produced by Kidstar for the Voice America Kids Network. Up next, a track from the Kidstar album of the month. Bye.
Thanks for listening in on our great conversation this week. Please tune in to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. We're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Kids channel. From our Supergirls to you, have a super week!
Hello, my name is Cindy Marie from Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The Kidstar album of the month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to Not Like You.
Gail took lunch money to the office. Gosh, that girl was good with cash. And Amanda did a lovely job of taking out the trash. Christina cleaned the chalkboard beautifully. She'd wipe away the grudge. I must say she had a way with a bucket and a sponge. Well, those girls were fine and they all did so nicely what they do. But not a one could pound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Brenda Brighton thinks, believe me, what a window washing world. I never saw a boy could squeegee half as streakless as that girl. Diane collected dictionaries and aligned them on the shelf. Sheila shoved her rows of desks back into shape all by herself. Yeah, those girls were fine and they all did so nicely what they do. But not a one could pound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Cause when you really got to go and chalk dust swirled into the air, and it made the softest shades of pastel highlights in your hair, the others stared amazed at clouds of hazy yellow, white and blue. Not a one could pound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Sharpener. And Paula wonderfully went watering the plants within their pots. As Ellen vacuumed up the classroom like she worked for Marriott. Yeah, those girls were fine and they all did so nicely what they do. But not a one could bound erasers on the sidewalk like you. When you really got to go and chalk dust fill that schoolyard sky, the yellow matched your hair, the white your dress, the blue your eyes, and although others tried, you could have showed them all a thing or two. Cause not a one could pound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Now nobody pounded those erasers on the sidewalk like you.
The Kidstar album of the month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends received are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the Kidstar website, www.kidstar.org.